These days, it seasons your popcorn, home fries, and hamburgers. But in days gone by, it was at the center of ancient trading empires. In homage to the humble table condiment, author Mark Kurlansky has written a book about the centuries-old saga of what Homer called the divine substance. Bruce Barcott has this review of Salt, A World History.
Salt, the killer white. Wars were fought for it, empires flourished around it, and now Mark Kurlansky has written a history of the world based upon it. Kurlansky is the author of Cod, a biography of the fish that changed the world. That brilliant little history helped spark the craze for what's called mundane studies, which view history through the development of ordinary things like the pencil or the color mauve. In his new book, Salt, Kurlansky offers a brief history of the world as told through sodium chloride. The Egyptians salt-cured meat with evaporated seawater from the Nile Delta. Salt was at the center of the great Venetian trading empire. Salt is so common, Kurlansky writes, that we have forgotten that from the beginning of civilization until about 100 years ago, salt was one of the most sought-after commodities in human history. Kurlansky is a master of the historical anecdote, and he packs the book with delicious tidbits. Did you know that French women salted their husbands to make them fertile? Or that Celtic salt miners bleached their dreadlocks in lime? Or that in 1795, the Onondaga tribe traded its 10,000-acre reservation to the state of New York for a yearly payment of 750 pounds of salt, which the state still delivers. As entertaining as these factoids are, Kurlansky often fails to give any larger meaning to them. It's as if he's trying to convince us of nothing more than the fact that salt, throughout the world, has been pretty darn important. He also falls victim to what might be called the Sun King fallacy, believing the world revolves around his particular subject. I'm willing to believe that empires rose and fell around salt, but when he writes that, quote, the history of the Americas is one of constant warfare over salt, end quote, that's pushing it. I could make a pretty fair case for tobacco, cotton, and slavery as well. What I love most about Salt, the book, are the details about our strangely intimate relationship with the stuff. The Romans called a man in love Salax, in a salted state. A princess in a French folktale swears to her father, I love you like salt. Kurlansky writes that this odd association could rise from the fact that salt is an essential component of blood, sweat, and tears. Take away the water, and we're as salty as Lot's wife. Still, I wish that Kurlansky had gone further in conveying the experience of salt, what 18th-century French sauerkraut tasted like, or a little bit more about what it's like to float in the bitterly salty Dead Sea. Perhaps Kurlansky will tackle the more sensual aspect of his subject in a worthy sequel, The World History of Sugar.
Bruce Barcott writes about environmental issues for Outside Magazine.